Canto 3, Chapter 4. Vidura approaches Maitreya. Uddhava said, "After, with the permission of the Brahmins, partaking of the offerings, they, the Yadus, drank liquor that spoiled their minds, so that they hurt each other to the core with harsh words. At sunset, their minds were out of balance to such a degree that they, because of the faults made in that intoxicated state, had to face how their destruction took place, the way a bamboo forest burns down." The Supreme Lord, who from his internal potency foresaw the end, went to the river the Sarasvati, where he, after sipping water, sat down under a tree. The Lord dispels the distress of the souls who surrendered to him, and thus he who desired the destruction of his family told me, "You have to go to Bhattarikashrama." But because I could not tolerate it to be separated from the lotus feet of the Master, I followed him, even though I knew what he wanted, O subduer of the enemy. Then I saw my patron and master, he who does not need to take shelter, lost in thoughts, alone sitting down at the river bank, taking shelter of the goddess. Beautiful with his blackish color, of pure goodness, and peaceful with his reddish eyes, he could be recognized as having four arms and yellow silken garments, Vishnu. Resting against a young banyan tree with his right foot on his thigh, he who had left his household comforts looked majestic. At that time, Maitreya, a great devotee and follower of Krishna Dvaipayana Vyasa, a well-wisher and friend traveling the three worlds, of his own accord also arrived at that place. Attached to him, the sage bent over in a pleasing attitude and listened with rapt attention, while the Lord of Liberation, with kind glances and smiles, allowed me to rest and then addressed me. The Supreme Lord said, "I know from within what you in the past desired when the wealthy souls who built this world were performing their sacrifices. I grant you that what for others is so difficult to achieve, O fortunate one, the association with me you desire as the ultimate goal of life. This life is of all your incarnations, O honest soul, the fulfillment, for you have achieved my mercy, now you have seen me in this secluded position, quitting the worlds of men. This is what you see when one is unflinching in one's devotion. Long ago, in the beginning of creation, I told Brahma on the lotus that came out of my navel about the sublime knowledge of my transcendental glories. I explained that what the theists call the Bhagavatam." With his favor of thus addressing me, I saw how, because of my emotion, my hairs stood on end in being the constant object of the mercy of the Supreme Personality. With my eyes hazy because of wiping my tears, I with folded hands sat faltering, "O my Lord, for those who live in respect of your feet that are so difficult to obtain, it is in this world all a matter of the four goals of life. But I myself do not care about them that much, O Great One. I am rather concerned with serving your lotus feet." Even though you have no desires, you engage in all kinds of activities. Even though you are unborn, you still take birth. Being the controller of eternal time, you nevertheless take shelter of the fortress out of fear for your enemies, and despite enjoying within yourself, you lead a household life in the association of women. This bewilders the intelligence of the scholars in this world. You are never divided and ever fresh, yet you, in your eternal intelligence, O Master, call upon me for consultation, as if you would be bewildered. But that is never the case. That boggles my mind, O Lord. If you deem me fit to receive it, then please shed light on your mystery, my Lord. Tell me, so that I may overcome worldly misery, in detail about the complete of the supreme knowledge about yourself, the way you told it, the fortunate Brahmaji." Thus, being prayed to by me From the core of my heart, he, the lotus-eyed Supreme Lord of the Beyond, instructed me on his transcendental position. After this way, having learned the knowledge of self-realization from the worshipable master and having understood that path, I, upon having circumambulated him in respect of his lotus feet, reached this place with sadness in my heart because of the separation. My best one, Vidura, without the pleasure of seeing him, I am in pain. Therefore, I will, as he instructed, go to Bhattarikāśarama in the Himalayas to enjoy his association. In that place, the Supreme Lord, incarnated in the form of the sages Nara and Narayana, and for a long time was of severe penance for the welfare of all living beings. Sri Shuka said, when he from Uddhava heard the unbearable news of the annihilation of his friends and relatives, the learned Vidura pacified his rising bereavement by means of transcendental knowledge. As the great devotee of the Lord and best among the Kauravas was leaving, Vidura, in confidence, submitted the following to this leading personality of the devotional service unto Krishna. Vidura said, the Lord of Yoga enlightened you on the mystery of the transcendental knowledge of the personal soul. Be so good to explain it to me now, so that we may honor Vishnu and his servants who wander around in the interest of others. Uddhava then said, turn to the worshipable sage, the son of Kusharu, Maitreya, who stays nearby. He was directly instructed by the Supreme Lord when he left the mortal world. Sri Shuka said, because of the overwhelming emotion with which he, on the bank of the Sarasvati River, with Vidura discussed the nectar of the qualities of the Lord of the Universe, the night passed in a moment. Thereafter, the son of Opagava went away. The king, Parikshit, asked, how was it possible that, after the destruction that happened to the Vrishni and Bhoja dynasty, the great leader in command among them, the prominent Uddhava, was the only one to remain after the Lord had completed his pastimes as the master over the three worlds? Sri Shuka said, after he, by the power of time, had called for the end of his numerous family by means of the curse of the Brahmins, he considered to give up his outer appearance and thought to himself, when I have left this world, the knowledge of myself and my shelter will be in the right hands with Uddhava. He is at present the most important devotee. Uddhava is not in the least inferior to me because he is never affected by the material modes. Thus he rightfully may remain as the master in this world to disseminate the knowledge about me. After thus, having been instructed by the spiritual master of the three worlds, the source of all Vedic knowledge, he, Uddhava, reached the place of pilgrimage Bhattarikāśarama, where he found absorption in his devotion unto the Lord. Vidura had heard from Uddhava how Krishna, the Supersoul, extraordinarily had assumed a form for his pastimes and most gloriously had engaged with it. His entering a physical body is for both the persevering great sages and for common people a thing most difficult to understand, and for people with an animal attitude it is a completely mind-boggling affair. With the notion that Krishna, the fortunate one, also had thought of him as a devotee when he left this earth, O best among the Kurus, Vidura was overwhelmed by love and burst into tears. O best of the Bharatas, after Vidura thus had passed a few days on the bank of the Yamuna, he reached the holy waters of the Ganges, where he met sage Maitreya.